My heart, your home. Wait, right there. I'm coming over. Oh, my heart. I know it's only been a few hours, but I always dread it when you have to leave me. Hey, you know the rules, not him. Oh, I'm sorry, my heart. My hair has been giving me fits all day. Here, let me just put these back. There we go. No more chance of you getting bitten. Are you okay, love? They didn't actually bite you, did they? You look so tired. Was everything all right today? No? Oh, my heart. I'm sorry. Here, let me get you over on the couch and you can tell me all about it. There we are. Now, tell me what happened. Was it something at work? A new client? Did they say something to you? Am I going to have to stone someone for hurting you? Sorry. You know how protective I am of you. Oh, love, you just look so stressed. Would you like me to rub your back? I know how much you like these claws lightly grazing your back. There, how does that feel? Now, tell your dear Medusa what happened today. So you met a new client today, and at the first meeting, they wouldn't even talk to you? Why? They asked your bosses why you were there? Because you're blind? So they belittled my heart because you're different? Oh, when I get my hands on them, I'll... Oh, gods, you're back. I'm so sorry, love. I didn't mean to scratch you like that. Are you okay? Good. Oh, now I just feel awful. Here, let me hold you close. Now you really need comforting. I'm sorry about how your day went, my heart. Oh, but what did they know about you? There's so much more to you that I love, anyway. Oh, don't say that. There are a lot of things about you that I appreciate, and so do others. Do you remember how we met, love? How you had come to Greece on a vacation and went spelunking in an old abandoned cave? And how you got lost in that cave? Oh, I'm only teasing, my heart. Anyways, you ended up getting lost in that cave, and it just so happened to be the cave belonging to a certain mythical monster, one with a penchant for turning her victims to stone. So there you were, all alone, wandering the darkest parts of the cave, when the monster found you, ready to turn you to stone like all the rest before. And do you remember what the first thing you said to the monster was? Are you okay? Not help me, or I'm lost. You, a blind lost man, asked a stranger if they needed help over your own. Never before had anyone been down in that cave and asked the monster such a question. Where most showed anger or fear, you showed kindness and concern. And in that moment, the once guarded heart of the monster was instantly melted. For the first time in what felt like centuries, the monster felt human again, and she showed you the way out of the cave. But you didn't stop there. You came back. Every day for the rest of your stay, you came back to the same cave, took the same path down, and met the monster again and again. And each day, you showed the same kindness and care you did before. You talked to the monster. You asked about her. You asked who she was and where she was from. And even when she told you who she was, what she was. You still came back. But then, it was time for you to go. You came back one final time and told the monster you were leaving. Saddened, she said goodbye. And do you remember what you said? Come with me. Turn around, my heart, and look at me. You know what I mean. Now, give me your hands. There. My heart. The reason I told you that story was because the first day we met was the day I fell in love with you. And every day that you came back for me, I fell deeper and deeper in love. I love your sense of kindness, your compassion, your bravery for coming back after you found out what I was. But what I love most about you is that even though you can't see me, you're the only one who can see who I am inside. You never stopped caring about me. And until the day we're separated, my heart, I'll never stop caring for you. And if those fools can't see past that, well, their vision is worse than yours, love. Besides, not many people can say they've conquered Medusa like you have, my heart. In fact, why don't we forget about how your day was and focus on how your night is going to be?